time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? We are here in late March, final show in March. That means winter season's over and spring season is about to begin. That's right. We will have April, May, and most of June to finish up the academic school year 2024-2025. Can you believe we got to this point? I can. But we have a state champion to talk about this week. It is actually a North Shore team, technically, but this team was powered by several, and I mean several, most of the team pretty much, like 10 Lawrence natives. That's right, Merrimack Valley's own Lawrence, City of Lawrence, doing Georgetown proud. A lot of these kids school choiced into Georgetown, and they led them to a state championship. It's a great story, and we're going to have their coach, Georgetown coach, talk about the season, talk about the Lawrence influence. So it's a great story. Great interview for you, Merrimack Valley folks. Listen to that. Josh Kelty, Georgetown boys basketball coach, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We are here with our one and only guest today. It is going to be Josh Kelty. He is the coach of the Georgetown boys basketball team, who is just coming off a couple weeks ago a state championship victory. And this team, my friends, was powered by several, Lawrence natives who have school choiced into Georgetown. It's a great Merrimack Valley story. Here he is. Coach, how's it going?
Yeah, it's great, man. It feels great. And I appreciate you having me on.
100%. So eighth season here. Let's start there. Like, how close were you in your little era, like the previous seven seasons? What's the farthest you took the Royals before this year?
Not even close. Well, since the new format, we couldn't get out of the round of 16.
Yeah.
We were 0-1. Yeah. So what was that? Like 21 it started. So we were 0-1. Yeah. Three years in a row with that. And then actually we went to the North semis one year, but we got blown out, but no, nothing close to this.
Yeah. Well, this year you come in as the sixth seed with a 14-6 record, and then you rip off all these wins to get to the throne, and Monument Mountain was the fifth seed. I got a feeling that, you know, well, then again, there was a lot of these high seeds ended up in like the final eight or so. So did that kind of work out like accordingly, like 1-8, kind of most of those teams were represented in the Elite Eight?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought for at least for D4, like, you know, if you looked, I thought a lot of the teams there, it was, I don't want to say like wide open, like there was really good teams there, but definitely thought, you know, you can just look at the power ratings. Like there wasn't that big gap that there had been the last 2 years with like Wareham and Bourne. So, you know, and we knew going in, like we were 14-6, but we had a major adversity going on during the year. Couple bad games that that you just have to go through, you know, in a season. So it was nice once we kind of got rolling with our full roster. It was we kind of knew, you know, when the tournament started that, you know, we had a chance to make a run.
Yeah, and like top 12 is like a, you know, who's who of North Shore teams, right? You guys were the top North Shore seed at number 6. Then you had Lynn Tech at 8, Manchester Essex, you know very well, at number 9, Kip at number 10, and then Hamilton Wyndham, who you also know very well, obviously, at 12. So, I mean, this is like the Cape Ann League and then a couple other North Shore teams representing pretty well.
Absolutely. And really, for our league, yeah, I just want to touch on that. Like, truly, like, proud of our league, especially in the last couple of years. Even if you look and like, you know, we're crazy with this stuff, but like the ratings, right? Like if you look at all of them, they all have gone up throughout the last 3 years. So, I mean, our league, like Hamilton Wyndham beat us, Linfield beat us, Manchester, we just beat them for the first time in literally 3 years.
Wow.
So we were, thought of a state champion. We were just trying to beat Manchester going into the year. That was the big thing. And, you know, but certainly the good coaches in the Cal, good teams, tough kids, and definitely appreciate that, you know, much more now after going through that run.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say, unless I'm missing someone, but like the last Cal Baker, the small school division, last one to win a state title might have been when I was covering Hamilton Wyndham for the Hamilton Wyndham Chronicle when like Zigarowski was there.
Yeah. When was that? What was that like?
That was, I want to say that was, no, it was a little later. It was like 15, right? Like okay. Zigarowski, Doug Hope. They were, I think they were literally undefeated.
Yep. I remember that. Yep.
The two Zigarowski boys were there, Max and Marcus. And you know, obviously went on to great careers after, but like, yeah, Cape Ann League pride is pretty thick right now, bringing home another title for the first time in like 10 years.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to the final game because that's top of mind right now. You know, take me to that moment. I mean, you know, this team, you get Irvin Zapata with 7 threes, right? 9 rebounds, 22 points, pretty much a triple-double. Brendan Lowen, 19 points, 8 rebounds. So, I mean, just some great consistent contributions up top there for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and listen, Irvin has been shooting it like that. Not like, I mean, not 7-7, but he's been on fire basically the whole year. And he really stepped it up in the tournament. And not only like going 7-7, but just like how big those shots were in that game. I mean, his last three he hit, we were playing horribly. I don't even think we had a field goal attempt in the third quarter, like halfway through. We were just turning the ball over. So, you know, they had cut it, or no, they had taken the lead, actually. They were up 1, and then Irvin hit a huge 3 in the corner, tough shot. And that, from that shot on, we kind of were able to buckle down and close it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure one of the concerns for a coach going into like that big moment, that big environment, I mean, Saugus Center, Lowell, it's pretty much a little small professional stadium, you know, and it obviously this wasn't too big of a moment for the kids. It seemed like they just were as consistent as they were in the previous 4 leading up to that game.
Yeah, 100%. That's kind of the unique thing about this this season and this team is that they didn't like shake, they didn't rattle, they wanted the moment. I remember when we played at Emmanuel, they played unbelievably and they were so confident and really fearless. Like, I mean, we thought we were just as good, if not the best team in that division, even being the 60, just because of what we had gone through. And they really believed that. So they weren't afraid of anybody, afraid of the spotlight, and just feeling that from them. It just was able to like totally relax us, the whole coaching staff. And we were able to just like, you know, not not overcoach, not beat ourselves, because, you know, that certainly has happened.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's not saying this happened in the game. It's like, oh, it's 9-2. We got to change the whole chemistry of the game now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you know, staying composed when the other team goes on a run. The little things add up in that tense environment, right?
Absolutely. It's all about, I think in those like bigger games, it's all about, like, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes, you know? And you could just see it. Even it was interesting watching that game, because even just like plays that were just kind of, for both teams, like, it just seemed pretty routine. You know, balls were like, we couldn't dribble the ball. They were not catching the ball. Just stuff like that, that I think it, you know, being in that atmosphere.
Yeah. And the team was playing with, a huge emotional effort there, obviously, with, you know, and so sorry for the loss of your dad, Chuck, you know, last October, last fall, and then, you know, obviously playing for him and former player, 2022 graduate, you know, Matthew Torgerson. I mean, he lost his battle with bone cancer, and man, I mean, you guys had the patches on for them and everything, and it just must have been, the kids were motivated to really, you know, showcase the legacy of those two.
Man, I don't, you know, it's something like, you know, in the beginning of the year, we got that on, but we didn't really talk about it like throughout, but they would say, you know, they would get on like themselves and huddle and talk about Torg and this and that. And, you know, as far as like my dad, you know, that he just had such a following. Like, he would come to the games with all his friends, his brothers, his, just like everyone, man. And then after the games, they always have the spot that they went to. And he was just like a junkie, absolute junkie. And, just to do this would have been his dream come true, no question. And to get that done, it almost seems surreal. But I just know that he's got to be super proud up there, and the town's proud, and our families are proud. And really, at the end of the day, I think that's what everybody wants, you know, is just to make the people that they love proud.
Yeah, and also special was the historic implications of this. This is a first, you know, for the school. Man. And do you know if they've been there?
I'd said no, but I guess, you know, after going through, I guess in 1955, it wasn't even named Georgetown then, it was Pearly, but I guess they made it there. But that was the first time I had heard about it. But, you know, we didn't even win our league, man. We can't win the Cal Baker. So to have aspiration, you know what I mean? To think about like, or having state championship as your goal and talk about it and not even like win your league, is just, it's kind of ridiculous, right? So
yeah,
I feel like we really just like the kids just like one game at a time, and they just started to stack up, and you stack those days, you know, and that hard work starts to really pay off. And you could just see it with them mentally. You know, they were just tough, man. They were really, I just was really like kind of in awe of them at the end of that thing, because they did that, man. They did it.
Yeah. Yeah. What changed? Like, what's, you know, from the Sweet 16 roadblock to now just bursting through, you know, almost putting up 100 spot in the first game, then another 80 or so the next game. Like, what's the big, you know, change? Was it an off-season thing? Was it a mentality thing? Was it growth? All of those things.
It's a great question, man. I think it's a little everything. So first off, we were, you know, we had only lost two guys from last year's team. So we really had everyone back. And we were an immature team, very inconsistent last year, couldn't really get that big win. This year it was going the same way. I mean, we were 7-5 and we wanted to kill each other. Like, it was not good. And I think after the Linfield game, well, first off, these kids worked their asses off in the offseason. Like, you know, just totally committed. Just got better, just really just driven, and just all about ball. Like, these kids love basketball, they love being in the gym. But I would say, like, what changed for our season is, like, after the Linfield game, we lost, they beat us up, you know, they're much more physical than us, and kind of like changed the way we were defending, and just kind of went like to more of kind of stuff we used to do a little bit more, just being real physical, pressuring the ball, and really just making guys beat us one on one. And that Really, it was the week of we had a week where it was Hamilton, Wenham, and then we had Manchester after that. And then we were going into that Spartan Classic, and I was like, "Yo, this is the if anything's gonna happen, like we gotta win this week." And we played probably our two best games of the year. We beat Hamilton, Wenham, in Manchester, and that kind of just gave us the confidence to really get going.
Well, Coach, obviously you haven't even had time to digest and maybe like put the plaque somewhere in the school yet, but here I am asking about 2025, 26. What does it look like for the Royals next year?
Really, really exciting, to be honest. We have a lot coming back. We had a lot of guys step up this year that we really weren't anticipating. I mean, the kid Tony Taveras, who started in the state championship, he didn't, his first start was the Final Four. That was his first start of his career. And I'm talking like went from playing like no minutes to like the whole game. So that kind of went with that, you know, once we kind of went with that new defense, different guys just started to really show a lot of value. So we got Lowen, Irvin. He's back. We got the two bigs back, Alex and Tony. We got Jomar. He's coming back. Brian Perez, Rayner. I got a whole list of, but we got a good group coming back that has some experience now.
Yeah.
And some toughness. So we're certainly excited for that.
Yeah, one of the things that's obviously unique about you guys is most of the roster were kids that are technically Lawrence natives, right? And they came over through as a school choice. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a whole nother like window of opportunity there. You're like, oh, I don't know, maybe some school choice kids would come in. Like, you don't really know them in the youth level kind of thing. Or am I wrong? Like, do you get to
kind of... No, you're right, man. So here's the deal. So like Georgetown is really falling, especially the schools have fallen on some like tough times, right? So our enrollment's way down.
Yeah.
Kids they're jumping ship. Their kid Georgetown kids are leaving. And especially with like the tech schools getting so popular, like Whittier, you know, you add in a Pingree, the prep, Fenway, you know, just you got all of them right there.
Saugus so. Doesn't even have a hockey team anymore.
Yeah. No. And dude, like our football team, you know, that we didn't have the numbers. So our enrollment's so down. And then the choice, but it's funny because actually I went to Georgetown High, so yeah. I'm a graduate from there. And in 2005, and we had school choice then. You know, one of my good friends to this day, Francis Lopez, was on that high school team. So this has been a thing with Georgetown, but it is always year to year. It has to do with the enrollment.
Yeah.
But if a kid wants to come in, they come in as incoming freshmen, and which I do like. I like that aspect of it. So we're kind of all starting from the same spot.
Yeah.
And then they grow, you know, they just go through the program like anyone else would.
I love it. Yeah. Whatever the formula is. And you know, a lot of schools have, it's just a new world. It's just, I mean, when you were there, I don't know if there was like, was it I graduated 10 years before you, 95 Gloucester. This certainly wasn't cooperative and school.
Oh, no.
And that doesn't feel that way anyway. At least it was not as prominent. But the reality is there's cooperative teams, there's school choice, there's privates. I mean, it's just like a new world. Like you rarely have those like in homegrown teams anymore, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's weird. Like, see, the thing is with these guys, it's like, so when they go to Georgetown, like they're part of that community. Right. Like Marcos works at the spot. He works at the restaurant in Georgetown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so like by the time these guys are juniors and seniors, like, man, they're going to the prom. They're going to the front. They're working in town. They're staying at kids. They're going out with girls from Georgetown. Like they are totally in. So it's, and we got plenty of school choice kids that don't play basketball too. So
yeah,
I believe it or not, I have no idea the kids that are coming in. We just kind of get them at tryouts and okay.
Yeah.
And that is kind of exciting, but I'll tell you what, after seeing that crowd yesterday or Saturday at Saugus, I'm sure that they're going to be, I mean, why wouldn't you want to go to Georgetown?
I love
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I feel from Lawrence.
100%. And you know, speaking of going town to town, you kind of done that with coaching. I mean, you told me off the air, you know, you've dabbled with, basketball royalty on the North Shore with Tommy Doyle, right?
And Doyle is one of my closest friends. He's been unbelievable. Just mentor, just one of the best guys I know. And he really helped me early on because I was nuts. And he let me, I had no coaching experience. He gave me a team. He's like, go ahead, man. He let me do my own thing, make my mistakes. And I made plenty of them. And he's just been awesome. And then I've just been really lucky, man. There's not a coach I know. Like if I talk to you and you're a coach, like you've helped me.
Yeah.
No question. You know, and I've just been really fortunate with a lot of people. That just really helped me along the way.
Yeah, I used to watch I went to Salem State, so mid-90s getting to see Tommy Doyle play at Salem State. That was something.
He tells me he's like the best player that's ever played there. So
listen, I gotta give my hometown boy prompts, Chris Silvera. So you know, he was a little after Tommy. Well, I mean, he played the same.
By the way, Tommy would never say that. He would never boast about himself like that. That is a joke, but I know he was a stud over there.
He was so good. He was so good. He just drained threes like you wouldn't believe. You probably heard about it and seen old school films. But yeah, it's like full circle for you, it feels like, you know, with this team. Starting as an assistant and working your way up the last 8 years and being an awesome varsity coach, it must feel pretty darn cool.
I would say, you know, listen, where I'm just trying to, like my players, man, like I'm just trying to be, you know, we ask them to just try to get better every day. And I'm just doing the same thing. Like I just try to be a better coach, be a better father, mentor, whatever it is every day. And if I can, you know, when you have that mindset of like, I can learn from anybody, like literally anybody, I mean, it's kind of crazy what kind of comes your way, you know, and falls in your lap when you have that.
All right. Josh Kelty, state champion team, state champion coach. It's in the books. History has been made. Georgetown Royals getting it done. Cape Ann League pride. And we wish you the best of luck in your off season. And, you know, getting these boys ready. And as Phil Jackson said on that docuseries with Jordan, you know, The Last Dance, he said, I got to remind these guys, they got to be hungry for next year, too. You're only a success if in the moment you commit a successful act, he said.
I like that.
In other words.
See, I just learned that, Don. Yeah. I'm going to steal that. Okay. I'm going to steal that.
He's like, yeah, you got to remind these kids next year, like, you are not successful yet. You did it last year. It's this clean slate.
100%. That's
beautiful. And he was telling them that after they won 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll see. I mean, listen, this thing always humbles you. The second you think you got something figured out, you don't. And then when you think the sky's falling, it seems to turn around. So it's I think like the coach, it's like addicting, man. It's like the highs and lows. You just, it's nuts. But I think
Isn't it hard to come off of it? Like, what do I do?
I got no idea what to do. I mean, we actually just got together with the team. We were just like watching the game and eating, but I don't even know what to do with myself now. So
you get antsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal.
Hopefully you're good in the house and you don't bother the family too much, but I'm glad you're back to the family chilling and you deserve some rest and celebration. So congrats, Coach. Thanks for coming on the North Shore Sports Talk.
Thank you so much for having me, man. This is awesome. And you're great, man. So really appreciate it. And appreciate
100%.
It.
We'll chat soon. Good luck. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Tom. Thanks, man.
Bye. Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Coach Josh Kay, Georgetown. What a great story for so many reasons, sentimental, emotional, historical. What a story. And it's so good to see those Lawrence kids, you know, finding a nice home over at Georgetown and finding good academic and athletic success over there. I absolutely love it. So that's going to do it for our show. Great interview. Thanks, Coach Kay, we'll call him. And that's it. We're going to turn our attention over to spring. I mean, next week, games might be starting. Usually lacrosse opens up before baseball, softball, yet the fields are a little more manageable with this early spring weather and the field conditions. So lacrosse kids, they'll play at anything, right? Baseball is another story. That takes a while to get those fields ready. So a lot of indoor practices with those teams. But we're looking forward to it. You know, Tewksbury softball, always a player. You've got Central Catholic in the mix for softball as well. They're always up there. And, you know, we'll be watching. We'll be watching what's going on in the Valley because a couple of baseball teams could make some noise. We just haven't seen, you know, the state championship level since I've been here kind of recent years. But softball-wise, we definitely have. That Tewksbury team's been in the mix year after year. So it's a lot of fun. We are going to call it a show, call it March, 3 months into 2025. Can you believe it? 9 months to go. Thanks for staying with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here on msonewsports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship, and Danny Martin, you're a trooper. Thanks for putting up with me, buddy, since I was in a different time zone this week. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.